When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, Old School on this beautiful, hot, humid Friday. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. If you happen to be up there in the O, take a trip over 168th and Maple. With that being said, we are live in effect to put a bow on this week. First week in the almost in the books for the Huskers in camp. And then also, everybody is probably reported at some point in time, at least through Sunday, for college football across the nation. And obviously, last night was a Hall of Fame game. We got about 8 minutes. Ask you guys, first of all, I want to ask you guys your thoughts on the new kickoff rule. It's great that they opened with that and Devin Hester's getting in, but what are your thoughts on the new kicker?
Weird.
Yeah,
weird.
Hey, Devin, look
kinda
what
weird.
You missed out on. Because he would have, listen, if Devin Hester had that type of kickoff rule, he might have 50 returns.
Yeah, just one person to beat. And they haven't figured out how to attack it yet.
Yeah.
Literally, it's funny. You can, Jay, you can imagine a group of high school coaches in a chat drawing up the new kickoff rules and formation and all of the genius ideas they had. And you just went, all of them would work.
Yeah.
All of them would work.
What is it? Ollie, Ollie, Oxen Free?
Yeah. Like it was real. Like we played it when we were kids and you would just pick one person and you would, or one pocket and you would double and triple that pocket and then make the people furthest away from the ball. Try to track down the runner. And they said it just got funnier. Like I love the fact that they're trying to do something to save folks. But
we got they're playing another game.
Yeah, and because you don't do it on punts. You haven't put any rules in play for punt, and that's even crazier.
Yeah.
That's even crazier. So I think if they move the defense back like 15 yards, 20 yards, that would be fine. You don't need them staring at each other and breathing on each other before, right as the ball is kicked. Yeah. Give them, I want the Jay Foreman momentum crash to happen.
Well, that defeats the purpose. I think the idea is good. It's hard for me to really believe it, considering what I know, and then also, there's more games. And yes, your off season is way more relaxed, but there's still more games. And I get it. You know, and I'm sure they have stats, you know, where a lot of injuries, not just concussions and stuff on kickoff. But, you know, I don't think there was, you know, I think it kind of goes in cycles, right? You have a year or two that there's a lot, and then it kind of all evens out. It just looked weird. It looked like, okay, what are we doing? Are we playing two-hand touch? Are we playing patsy? And then, you know, I know also you want to get the kick return back in the game. Heck, the best one besides Deion is going in. You know, and obviously there's other ones that have been great.
Patterson.
His name is Mitchell. Other guys that were good.
I just threw another modern one, just a modern one.
Other guys that are good that, you know, are watching the game, but obviously you got a Hall of Famer going in there, so you're trying to change it. I think it's kind of like that when they first came out with that new overtime hockey rule. I think they just need to tweak it a little bit. It's fine to do it in the preseason because that's what the preseason is for. It's not a you're not getting it every. There's not a lot of preseason games. You probably will get more reps because, and obviously in this game, there's a lot of backup players playing backup on kickoff and kickoff return. So you're getting some true live game data that you can take back and maybe tweak and stuff like that.
Does this make kickoff return easier, or is it a different kind of difficult?
If you got a kickoff return dude back there that can actually just perfect the dead leg, and you're going to average 25 yards. If you break one tackle, first of all, everybody from the middle of the field for whatever side that he initially starts on is eliminated.
Yeah.
So that's now.
Well, I don't know why that was the whole thing. Why are you blocking one on one when you really only need to block 25 yards of the field?
Yeah.
Like anybody. Oh,
they talking about that today.
Right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, why are you blocking? Yeah. Like the Gunners, I don't care if you can run a 4.5 40.
You ain't getting there.
You're just not.
Now, if they get good height and all that stuff, and you know where you got to fair catch it. But if you kick a ball and it's like in Chicago and it's windy and that thing is a low line drive, you might as well just run to the sideline and just strike up the band.
And then why? Here's what it takes away the opportunity for folks to win a job.
You can't be dominant by the cover guy.
You just got to be
lucky that the kicker's kicking, you know, within, you know. So I was mainly a 5 or 4 and a 3. So that's like the, you know, from the next to the kicker, two or three slots over on both sides. If I was an R4 or if I was an R3 and they're doing a lot of left kicks, I'm just getting a lot of sprint work in.
Nice cardio.
Well, you can
undercut and all that, but you got to be really, and it also eliminates, you know, a lot of the bigger guys that could be effective on kickoff coverage, you know.
Well, fullbacks are rubbing their hands together.
They ain't got to do nothing.
At the idea that if I'm trying to make a team and I have two fullbacks, two H-backs, and two backup guards, those are my middle six, and I'm just daring people to run down. Like, I'm staring at people just going, you coming?
Yeah,
like you coming? Because we partying over here. Like I don't know what you showed up for, but if you run this 20, if you get to the 30-yard line, it's a problem.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, how close they are, it condenses the gap, so it doesn't allow for guys to beat guys so clean and get in the wiggle and then kind of get in and disrupt the wedges. They don't run a true wedge anymore. But to any type of condensed blocking formation,
can you go back to that with the rule change?
No.
Okay.
No. So that, you know, eliminates how you can cover kicks. And then also, if you get really, you know, look out of the ordinary on your blocking schemes, you can cross block maybe a little bit more because they can't beat you with the wiggle. So you can create actually more seams.
Oh, you're cross bucking. You're cross bucking everywhere. Like, you're targeting people.
Because if you're a guy, like if you do like a six-man front, right? So you have two like middle guys and obviously, you know, two on each side outside. You can, the guys, if you're the second guy of the three on one side, you can get to the middle guy a lot easier than if he had a 30-yard run and you got to time it up before it hits the wedge. Now you can ear hole him. You can kind of ghost block him. You can pimp him and then you can double team. You can pimp.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Him and then kind of, you know, turn around and like wrap around and seal him, and then it should be what the type of athletes back there and returners, it should bring more excitement. Now who should be mad is the dudes on kickoff team and defense, because you catch a team that knows how to, that finds like the first couple teams that finds blocking schemes, returners to take advantage of it, now it's really a weapon. Now you're putting the opposing person's or the opposing team's defense every time you're running out there. So, like, if this is the 50-yard line when, you know, running out there, you running at the 50 or the 40. I like running that way to the 20, 25. But you know what? I mean, if it's going to help with you know, less injuries, I'm all for it. But I think it.
I'm not sure it does. If you saw the hits last night.
Oh, I don't think it does.
Some dudes are getting flipped. Guys are getting run over. Like, and
because you don't know what to do. I would have just ran over somebody.
So then let's say that these rules stay in place with any tweaks, and the offense's, you know, initial starting field position is any better. Do we see the NFL, you know, give defenses a little leg up, right? Like change some rules back to defense if the offense gets an extra 5-10 yards of field position?
No,
because you're never going to happen.
Yeah, because you got to remember the board of trustees, the advisory committee had already considered the other option, which was more space. Literally, option one was this one. Option two was just with more space to give people a chance to make it. And then some smart aleck decided, hey, let's move the return team up and make them kick from like the goal line, but then put them 20 yards apart so people would actually watch the play and it could actually affect the game rather than being the same as kicking it out of the end zone. They said, we don't want you kicking out of the end zone. So most kickers in the league can reach it from the 20-yard line. So now it's like, okay, well, we'll push you back. And then we can put defenders closer, but we're going to push those receivers and let them do what they do.
And the NFL is never going to change rules to stop scoring.
But should they?
No. It's just like the NBA when, you know, the Bulls in Detroit played or whoever, you know, and it's like, you know, 87-80. That's not what people want to watch. They want to see, you know, they don't want to see the Kansas City against the Rams when Goff was there and it was like
54-50.
Yeah. They don't want that. But what they want, okay, and they don't want that 10-7 game, that 10-7 Super Bowl against the Patriots.
13-3.
13-3. Yeah. And that was boring.
That's gross.
Right? Super Bowl. That's your lasting impression. What they want is a 38-27 barn burner coming down to the last two or three drives. They do not want the one when the Chiefs beat the Eagles on a so-so call. They want it to be Patrick Mahomes makes a play, Myles Garrett if the Browns, if somebody makes a play or a big like return. That's what they want.
Yeah, which is part of the discussion of why it's really difficult for defenders to win MVPs because you have to be exceptional. And that they're not featuring you. Like, they don't want middle linebackers being the best players in the league. They really don't. That means that they have failed.
Yeah.
The product is going to be different. If a quarterback, running back, they don't even want running backs because running backs will hold the ball. If it's, I think it'll end up being, and what are your thoughts on edge linebackers and wide receivers winning MVP? What's the likelihood?
Well, I mean, you got to think, like, T.J. Watt's year, he probably should have won MVP.
Like, J.J. Watt?
Yeah, well, T.J. Watt's one was, like, the year before last.
I mean, a couple years ago.
He was, a half a sack close to breaking the record?
Strahan, yeah.
Yeah, as an outside linebacker, and I think he missed a couple games. Wide receivers, yeah. I mean,
Devontae Smith just won a Heisman.
Right.
The Heisman is different because MVP. Then you're talking about reporters – who can't – you can watch every NFL game or at least some version of. You can't watch every college game. So most people who are voting on the Heisman really are highlight fiends, and that's what they're buying into.
I think receivers for sure. I think a receiver will win it before an outside linebacker, but I think there's guys that are just and think they should win. I think the defense – I hate that when a defensive player does something really extraordinary – and you have a receiver that does something just, a little bit extraordinary, or a quarterback, and then you get it. And then now you had guys that are breaking records that are potentially getting to lifelong records. So it's a quarterback-driven award. And, you know, they make the league go around. When you see a lot of the, the national, commercials and stuff, quarterbacks will be in it, and that's going to continue. So – you got to either start knocking quarterbacks out, or every time a quarterback or you're playing against a big-time quarterback like Patrick Mahomes or something like that, you have got to affect the outcome of the game. That means a strat or a sack, forced fumble, a big-time interception. And if you can time it up when you're doing it against, say, like this year against the Jets, Bengals, Chiefs, you know, or somebody like that. And then obviously you have a huge game, say like they, you know, break into your game and they lead off with, you know, so-and-so linebacker has 2.5 sacks and all that, and on a six, you know, 4 tackles for loss, then you could do it. But you got to play. You might have to have 30 sacks.
Right. Like, I'm not sure. I mean, Watt is kind of the guy. If Aaron Donald couldn't break through.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
It tells you everything about it. And I'm just not sure who, like, I don't know if there's a next Aaron Donald. Is there?
Yeah, there always is a next.
Well,
maybe,
I mean,
not his
but based on who's playing now.
Right now, no.
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 Is there another TJ Watt, somebody that competes and playmakes at the level that he does?
Miles Garrett
for
Parsons,
sure.
Parsons would be the one injured.
Well, if
Parsons
if,
for sure.
If Parsons led the Cowboys to the Super Bowl,
he might, that's the closest.
Well, it's him and Dak fighting over it.
Yeah.
Because if the Cowboys get there, oh my goodness, they're 1-3 or 2-4 in the voting period.
Yeah. Parsons could, because he's so versatile. You know, you're right about Bosa with the injuries. You know, Chris Jones, I could see, because
it's got to be this year, though.
Yeah. He's very close to Aaron Donald. I mean, Chris Jones is right there with him. It's hard, man. It's the way the league is. I mean, there's so many good quarterbacks, and they're putting up crazy numbers. And you have these, you know, feel-good stories like the Detroit Lions, you know, with them, and then Goff getting his
dust due. Hutchinson is a sleeper.
Yeah.
In that, if the Lions have a consecutive year too,
and he has a huge year,
he's a part of the conversation. I plan on sneaking in and asking you both your Heisman picks for this season too.
Well, we'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll see who's gonna win the Heisman.
Yeah, who your guys are.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know what they need to have? They need to have like a rookie or sophomore Heisman.
Freshman, newcomer?
Yeah, because some of those guys won't ever play. They won't ever get a chance.
A newcomer. Newcomer,
you know what award. I mean? They won't be.
Is there a college newcomer? Isn't there a college newcomer award?
It sounds right, but I'll dig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Break.
Yeah.
Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.